for Rav, like, don't make a mistake to say, true, there's both of them, but maybe either one by himself was enough. No. Let's say the father is mefa, the father says, like, I don't want this nether. But when the husband hears about it, he doesn't make hafara. He doesn't, like, take the nether away. Or else the opposite way. Hefer habal, when the husband hears about it, he's made for the nether. But v'loy hefer ha'av, the father does not make hafor, he does not say goodbye to the nether. So the locher is, ain't a mufer. You should know the nether is not like a way, it's still called a good nether. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. So when you have a nara hamarasa, this girl that she's a nara, and she has kedusha now, so both of them, the father and the husband, we need both of them together to be made for the nether. But if only one of them, like, wants to take away the nether, he can't do it. We need both of them now. You do not have to tell me. Shekayim echad mehem. Let's say one of them was mekayim the nether. Kiyim, that's what the Torah talks about when the girl or else a wife makes a nether. So the father or the husband has a right either to be mekayim the nether. That means when they hear the nether, they say, okay, we want the nether to be. That's called they were Mekayimit. So if one of them, let's say the father was Mekayimit, then for sure, even if the husband is made for the nether, it means nothing. Because since we said we need both of them to be made for, so for sure, if one of them is Mekayim, one of them says, yes, I want the nether to stay, so Pshita now, the other one cannot take away the nether. So let's see a little bit the Ram. The Ram says, Nara Marosa. The Ran says, "Afilu nedorim shenodra b'yoyde penuya." Even a neder that she made before she was married, the oris meifa b'koydmin. Because when she gets married now, when she has kedushin, talocher is the husband has a right to be meifer the nedorim that she made from before. V'shut foser diav with the father together. Kedisa b'gemara, like we'll see later in the Gemara. Now v'nara denoket lafuki b'geris shein lavia reshusba. Because when the girl becomes a bageris, when she becomes 12 and a half years old, then she goes out of the reshus of the father. So then only the husband himself would mefer the nedarim. V'yein mefer nedareho. Now v'yoris nami b'loishit v'ser diyav l'motzi mefer. The oris by himself can't do it. You need the father also. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. When you have this girl that's a nara, I mean she's up to 12 and a half, or else even by 11 years old, when we start to be burdik in the dorm, if in the dorm is chal, then Allah is, if she's a moreses, that the father and the husband together have the right to be made for this nether. Yeah. Now the Gemara says like this. Hainu Reisha. So Gemara asks the question, Hainu Reisha, like the Reisha starts off to tell us that when you have this nara that's a morosa, we need two people to be made for the nether. The father and the husband. And then the Mishnah has to tell us that what's going to be if the father is mefer by himself or the Baal by himself, it doesn't help. So Maria, it's repeating itself. Hainu Reisha. The Mishnah starts off to tell us that we need both of them to be made for the nether. So why does it have to speak out again separately that the father by himself or the husband by himself is no good? Like that's the Reisha. The Reisha said this already. That you need both of them. So why does the Mishnah repeat itself that if each one does it by himself, it's no good? So Gemara says, the Mishnah says clearly that who could be mefer a nara marosa's nether? Both the father and the husband. So why does it have to repeat itself again and say that each one by himself can't do it? So Gemara says, yes, we need it. Because mal the time I would have thought to say, maybe the Reisha means oyavio oybaila. Not that we say when this Nara gets married, maybe now the Pshat is either one by himself could do it. Up until now, only the father could do it. But now that she got married, maybe the husband could also do it. And the father also could still do it. So for the ratio of the Mishnah that just says, Ovio Bailo, Mefirin of the Rea, it's possible to make a mistake to think to say that it means either one of them. Either the husband, or else the father. So that's why the Mishnah has to repeat itself and say no, that you should know you need both, and each one by himself is no good. Like the Ran says, It's not enough just to say in short, until we have both of them. Because if it would have just said, until you have both of them, have a minute loisagi v'aporas baal adalei farav. I would have thought then all it means to say is that the husband is not enough until you have the father. But maybe with the father's hafar it's enough. That's what I would have thought. So that's why the Mishnah has to speak out clearly that you should know you need both of them. By both of them, it doesn't only mean that like one is a tuffel and one is the ikr, but it means both of them are the ikrim. And the only time you could take away this Nara Hamaros's nether if both of them are mefer. Both the father and the husband, both together, have to be made for the nether. Then the Gemara says that it says, the Mishnah says, V'yein sarach leima shekai mechad mehen. Like for sure, if when the husband hears about this nether, that his wife made a nether, she's a Nara Hamarosa, they only have Kedushin. If the husband is Mekayim and says, yes, I want this nether to stay, then even though the father already was made for the nether, then it means nothing. So Amar Es Takasha, Lo Malila Misni. Like, what do we have to have this for? Hashta Yeshloimer, Hofa Zeh B'loi Zeh, V'loi Klum. You'll be telling me now that if one makes hafara by himself, either the father or the husband, by himself, it means nothing. So, kayim echad mehem lomali. What does the Mishnah have to say then? That if one of them is mekayim the nether, pshit, it's no good. If one of them is mekayim the nether, that means that most you could have is only the other one by himself to be mefer, to take away the nether. And you told me already that's no good. That you could only take away the nether if both of them together take away the nether. If both the father and the husband. So if you tell me now that if one is mekayim it, like pshita, it's no good. Like what does the Mishnah have to say it for? It's pshita. So Gemara answers, this sarach lamisni should take out, the Bach says. And the Gemara answers like this. Ki yitzuch lei. You know when we need the case for, what the chiddush is. Kagoyin, the case is like this. In the case of tohofer echad mehen. Let's say first the father, when he heard about the nether, that his daughter made the nether, he said, Muflecha, I want to take away this nether. I don't want you to have this nether. Then, V'kayim Echad. Then, when the husband found out about it, he was Mekayim the nether. So true, it's Pshita that right now the nether is still there. Since when the husband heard, he was Mekayim, he said, yes, I want the nether to stay. So that's Pshita, that the nether is still here. But the chiddush is what's going to be v'chozer ha-mekayim. And then the husband goes a day later and he feels bad that he was mekayim the nether. So he shoyel v'chozer ha-mekayim, the husband that first said, okay, I want the nether to stay, now v'nishal al ha-kamosoy. He goes to a chacham to be oiker, to be shoal, means to take off this hakama. The fact first he said, kayim l'cho, I want the nether to stay. So he made like a positive action here that the nether is chal. Now he feels bad about that. So he goes to the chacham to be shol, to take away the hakama that he made. And this is the Gemara later that we'll see. You could do this. You could be shol al hakamosai. So now the husband took off his hakama. So what I would have thought now is all we need now is just the husband to be mefer. Because the father was already mefer before. He was mefer a week ago. Just at the beginning of this week, when the husband first found out about it, he was mekayim it. Now at the end of this week, he's being made for it. He first takes off his akoma, he's nishal, takes off the akoma, and now he makes afara. So now the time I would have thought to say, my diuki, ha'okrei, that the husband at the beginning of the week made hakoma, made a positive action. Now he went and took it away. So I would have thought now that he took it away, it's enough just for him to be made for. But the original half forward that the father made is still good. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, no. The Mefirin Shneim of Asachas, that you need them both to be made for at the same time. So it doesn't mean Mamish the same time, but it just means in a case like this, that at the beginning the father was made for the nether. Then later the husband first said, yes, I want the nether to be there. As soon as the husband says, yes, he's Mekayim the nether, that automatically is Mevatel, the hafara of the father. That what the father did before is like worth nothing. So the Chiddush is now, if the husband takes away his Hakama, You know what we need now? We need both of them to be nefer again. The first half forward that the father did means nothing, because the husband ruined it. Since in between the husband was mekayim the neder, by him being mekayim it, he like takes away the hafara that the father did. So now later at the end of the week, when the husband takes off his hakama and puts on a hafara he's made for the neder, as if to say he doesn't want it, that alone is not enough. But we need again the father to do it over again. So that's what the Gemara says, Kamash Malon, the Mefirin Shneim Bavasachas. It doesn't mean that both the father and the husband have to do it at the same time, like literally the same time. It just means there can't be any interruption in between. There can't be hakum in between. If in between one hafara to the second hafara there was somebody to be making the neder, then that's mevatel the first hafara, so we have to start over again to make again two hafaras. Then the Mishnah says that onaro amarosa, that oviyo baila mefirin adareh. That's halacha. For the Gemara minolon, how do we know this? How do we know this chiddush? So if you have this girl, that she's still onaro, so she's still under the reshus of the father, but now she had kedushin. She got married to her husband without nesuyin. That is chiddush, she's in both of their powers, and both of them have the right to be mefer, and we need both of them. How do we know this? So Omar Rabbi says, or some say Rabbi, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, V'yem ha'yo si'el yish, if a lady gets married to a man, which means Kedushin, u'nedoreho aleho, and she has a neder upon her. So that's this Pasha, that the Pasuk says, the Pasha of Hafara, we could take away this neder. So with Darshan Mikan, this Pasuk is talking about, Lenara Hamarosa. If you have a girl that's a Nara that now got married, that the Lachar is, Sheoviha Obaila Mefirin Adareha. That both of them, you need both of them to be made for the nether. The father and the husband together, it has the power to be made for the nether. So Ram says like this. Finara Marosa, Saran says, the fourth line from the bottom big lines, Nirali Dachikam, and this is what Av Gemara means to say. Techi Vondla Nesuya, Ksir Kurachrino. Since when the Isha has Nisuyin, gets married to her husband with Nisuyin, there's another Pasuk. Tehainu, the other Pasuk says, in base Isha Nadara. If a lady makes a neder when she's married to a husband, and she's in the husband's house, that's called by Nisuyin. Can the first like come on? Like we'll soon see later. Is our Korchung, therefore, this first Pasuk, Hai Biarusa Metukma, that this first Pasuk of Vim Hoya Seel Yish, if the lady gets married to a man, is not talking about where they had nesuyin, but only they made kedushin. Because otherwise, the Ran says, the terei kroy ben nesuyin lomali. For what purpose do we need two psukim by nesuyin? Therefore, v'chivon the barusa metukim, since this pasuk from Hoyesiyah is talking about where they only had kedushin, is al korchan islam l'meima devav moisav alinirishin. The pasuk starts off with a vav, v'im Hoyesiyah. So what does this vav mean? It's like a connection to the parsha before of the Torah. What is the parsha before talking about? Tliel minayksiv v'Hashem yislach lo ki heini ovi oisa. Before the pasuk is talking about that the father was made for her nadarim. So b'kitza, that's p'shan this pasuk. That vav means that the parsha before of the father, and now v'imho yisil yish, of the husband, that we need both of them together to be made for the neder. So that's how we know Anara Marasa, when she gets married and she makes a neder, that the law is you need both of them, the father and the husband, to be made for the nedarim. That's what the Gemara says, that Mikan from this pasuk, Lenara Marasa Shaviyah Balam Frim Adareel. So the Gemara asks on this, Eima maybe no, Eima Haikura Ben Nesuyiksiv. Maybe this first pasuk, Vimhoya Seel Yish, is also talking about Nesuyin. For the Gemara, Imi Shum Nesuya, if you want to say it's talking about Nesuyin, Kroach Rinoksiv. No, this pasuk can't be talking about where they had Nesuyin already, to tell me that both the father can still do it and the husband. Because for Nesuyin we have another pasuk. The pasuk says, V'yim Beis Ish Nadara, that if the wife made a neder when she was in the house of a Beis Isha, where she's in the house of the husband, which there it means Nesuyin. So we have another pasuk saying, if a lady makes a neder when she's married and living in the house of the husband, that the husband could be made for the neder. So that's the parasha of a nesuya. So then this first pasuk, like we're saying, is talking about a nara hamarosa, where the only had kedushin, and here the chiddush is that both the father and the husband together has to be made for the neder. Fredigan Marino, how do you know that? Maybe I'll tell you still Amar Tavaya Vinesuya. Maybe both Sukkim are talking about with Isha have Nesuyin. She has Nesuyin already. The Chitain, if you want to tell me like that, if so, we have the question, Trey Kroy Vinesuya Lomali. For what purpose do we need two Sukkim here by Nesuya? It would have been enough one. Like, what do we need two Sukkim for? So, Lomali the Maimer. So maybe I'll tell you it's like this. It comes to teach us Shein Abal Nefer Bekoidman. Maybe the pasuk comes to teach us that a husband can't be made for a neder that the isha made before Nisuyin. That's called Bekoidman. In other words, after the husband makes Nisuyin with his wife, now the Torah says clearly, if the isha makes a neder, the husband by himself has the power to be made for the neder, to take off the neder, or else to be Mekayim to keep the neder. But maybe only the Nedarim she made now after Nisuyin. What about if she had a neder that she made before? So that's the chiddush, that the husband cannot be made for that neder. She ain't a baal made for b'kaidmin. He can't be made for a neder that the wife made before already. So maybe that's why we need to psukim. For the Gemara,